أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع. In this ayat, where Allah Ta'ala has permitted that you can marry up to four women, a lot of questions and a lot of discussions are about this. Firstly, it's very important, at least we as Muslims, if the non-Muslims don't see it, that is their problem, but at least we should see it from a historical perspective. Just like interest also, and this marrying of more than one woman also. Before the time of Islam, this was very rife, even slavery. And people were had up to 10, 20 wives, up to 100 wives people had. Islam limited it to 4. So this is a great blessing of Islam. Contrary to that, the non-Muslims and Muslims also think that Islam has gone into like materialism, allowing 4 wives. But it was that Islam had reduced it. And just like many other things, like for example, liqa, which was very, very common, how Islam had brought it to an end. Slavery before Islam was very prevalent. Islam put a lot of conditions on it, how the slaves must be treated. And if you free a slave, how lot sawabs you get. So Islam in a gradual way actually removed all that also. This humanizing and living and having of so many wives also, which was common, prevalent, not only in the Arabs, in all societies. Islam limited it and brought it in its correct context, that it was necessary. You see, at times like warfare, when a lot of men get killed, women are left alone. It is only this one way that those women can be looked after. No NGOs, no government organizations can look after those women. If one man then takes 4 wives, then all that women get looked after. And generally also, the woman population is always more than that of men. So if men marry more than one woman, then all those women will be looked after. On the other hand, we find that in the West, when they abolished polygamy, and they went to that you can only allow, you are by law, you are only allowed one wife. In actual fact, what did they do? They opened the doors of prostitution. Then the woman that you, one man can only marry one woman. And what, those other women are still there, and you're not allowed to marry them. So what's going to happen? The natural thing, prostitution starts there. And it isn't only prostitution that comes with HIV, that comes with AIDS, that comes with many mental disorders, many physical disorders, many economical disorders, many social disorders. Islam gave the perfect solution to all this. And as ulama have written, that these women especially who promote feminism and the rights of women, and that men are not allowed to have more than one wife, etc. If somebody has to announce, a wealthy, rich man, he has to announce that whoever is prepared to marry me, any amount of woman, I will give them, for example, 10 million rand in dowry. I will give them mansions. I will give them 2-3 motor cars. I will give them the monthly allowance of hundreds of thousands of rands. Then these very feminists, they will be the first ones to go to take that offer. And they won't just go on their own. They will take all their nieces and all their nieces and cousins also. Let us go and marry this man. What a life we will get. Then they will forget all their feminism. So like that, there are plenty of women, divorces, widows, and who haven't got anyone to look after them. And Islam has made it that if a man is permitted to marry more than one wife, then he can look after all those women. and it will promote a stable society. Whereas when polygamy is made illegal, then a very, very unstable society comes into being, a society of prostitution. And the children which are born of that, which don't have no parents, not even the mother who is the parent, but she also doesn't look after her child. The father is out of the question. The child doesn't know who is my father also. So that breeds a whole society of the worst type of people. Not only delinquents, not only criminals, but it breeds a society of monsters. A society which we are facing today. That people have no morals, have got no value. It is all because of this illegal sex relationships which are prevalent. And all that is because they speak against polygamy. Islam has made it such that a balanced, beautiful society can be established if polygamy, more than one wives are allowed. And Islam limited it to four. Not that you can marry any amount as it was before. So all these are the great teachings of our deen. And a person understands when Allah opens the realities of deen, then he will appreciate all this. Otherwise, normally, even men look down upon marrying more than one woman. And at the same time, again, Allah Ta'ala immediately after this said, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَوَاللَّهَ تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. And if you fear you cannot maintain justice amongst that woman, then only marry one woman. So that is another very big condition also. If you have two wives, more than two wives, up to four, Islam is fully permitted it, and it is great reward, but on the condition that it is done with fairness and justice between the wives. Many a man wants to marry more than one woman, and he says it's sunnah. His eyes are on the sunnah, but the faras of maintaining justice between them, he doesn't look at the faras. His eyes are on the sunnah, his eyes are not on the faras. And it is necessary that first our eyes be on the faras. Sunnah, well, is there, great value, but it comes after the faras. So the maintenance of justice is very important. Also, Allah Ta'ala made it at a time when there are wars and the only women are left who will look after them. And also, under other circumstances, generally, women are more than men. This is the solution that Islam has given. May Allah give us the understanding of our deen and practice our deen as Allah Ta'ala has taught it to us. Undoubtedly, 100% such a person will have a very peaceful and happy life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.